conversation with my colleague Mary Kissel at the beginning of 2024. Old business, the pandemic. It damaged the economy of the earth. It damaged the lives of school children. It certainly led to the troubles that were going to be with us a long time, long COVID, people suffering. We lost a lot of American citizens, a lot. I don't know the numbers. The men and women who led that effort to fight the pandemic, one of them is named Francis Collins. He headed the NIH, I believe, but he was a decision maker for the Trump administration and for the Biden administration during the pandemic. He's now, according to the Wall Street Journal reporting, apologizing in some fashion. It's a roundabout fashion, saying perhaps we overemphasized one death or deaths and didn't look at what shutting the economy down and closing schools, restricting movement and locking people in their homes, what that did to the American people, to the health of the American people. And that's a form of mea culpa. Mary, how do you read that?
Well, I think there were many failures that happened in the COVID era. And the first, I think, was forgivable, which was the initial reaction to shut everything down. Because, look, I was there at the time at the State Department where, you know, we had heard reports of this pandemic breaking out, not just in China, but in Italy and Pakistan. And we saw it spread, and we had no access to China because Beijing would not allow our public health officials to go and to assess what was going on and to try to, you know, figure out a solution. So it is understandable that there was a bit of a panic in the White House because, you know, the job of the president is to protect the American people. Okay, fine. But what was, I think, a unforgivable mistake was to give the public health industry, particularly the bureaucrats in our public health institutions, like Dr. Francis Collins, like Dr. Fauci, a say over how that policy would continue in the months and years ahead. And we also, secondly, ignored opposing voices. Recall the Great Barrington Declaration that was published by some very eminent medical professionals and scientists that said, hey, we should stop these lockdowns. We should just protect the elderly and the vulnerable,
right,
and we should let everyone else go over their lives. And the third great failure, of course, was
seconds.
Our national media that just got on the side of Fauci and Collins and the like and bought what they were saying, didn't question it, ignored or censored the Great Barrington Declaration, and then prevented us from having that vibrant public debate that probably would have saved many, many lives.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State. I'm John Powell.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.